Shoot off, I walk on the carpet, green baby.
Back to Ujima Radio. My name is Rosina, also known as Sister Ina from One Relation Sound System, also part of the Ujima family. It's great to be back. So that was Green Garden, and I can never remember her name. It's Laura, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Laura Muvola. But Laura Muvola, let's say. It's spelled Mvula. And I really like that song. It's really playful, and it's also, you know, it's peaceful. I love it. And I, with her singing about Green Garden, I've been outside quite a lot recently. I'm sure a lot of you have too, with the, you know, with the new season coming through, with spring. We all just get out, you know, enjoy it, enjoy what's out there for us to help us regulate our systems and just be, It's of course important to get out throughout the whole year, and that's what I've been trying to do this year, particularly since I've been giving a lot of my time to children actually recently. Special acknowledgements to Felix, also known as Philo, my good friend Elsie Harp, her son, who I've been really had the privilege to take care of twice a week these days, and also I've been volunteering at a nursery that's integrated into a garden. Actually, it's called Millie's Garden. So big shout out to all of the Millie's Garden team. And it's pretty much like a forest school, but for infant children, nursery children, from the age of one until five, yeah. And they really get taught when children are supposed to be nurtured to trust their instincts and to feel free in themselves and to learn, you know, how to take care of each other and respect each other, but also respect themselves. And the thing that really makes me feel privileged to work at this place is that it's really in line with my principles to do that, because they really do teach the children to understand what's around them in nature and realize that it's a part of them, and to really take care. And that's where the real activism starts, is with young people. If you really want to cleanse the system, well, not even cleanse, break free from the system, and restart. It starts with the children, and that's also, you know, how I came to Ujima in the first place, was through the Black and Green Ambassador Program. So, give thanks to that. Green Garden, dedicate that to the people at Millie's Garden, and also all the children that I'm blessed to have in my life. Always teaching me. And speaking of children, you know, let's look. I think that every part of every generation has something beautiful to share, and we're all connected. We were all young. We will all become old or older, let's say. We will all turn into elders. And I've already acknowledged a little bit, but I want to give even more space to celebrating the elders in our community, and also the ancestors, the people, particularly the people who have recently transitioned to join them. But it's great to celebrate people while they're still on earth with us, and to show them that we love them, and to learn from them all that wisdom. And I've been blessed to spend time with quite a few people from all generations recently, and yesterday in particular, as I said, it was my Earth Day, my solar return, and I happened to have been going to the Malcolm X meetup on a Monday, and I spoke with Joyce about it about a week before, and she just invited me to come and bring it. I said, I want to bring an offering, what can I bring? And I was talking about cake and things like that, and she said, well, you run a sound system, why don't you bring some music? And this is actually what I wanted to do for a long time. So it was, you know, when people can almost read your mind. So I brought me and Wilfie Rutical, my partner from One Relation Sound System. We didn't bring the big full stack of sounds of the sound system. We brought a little mini sound system from our house, and we strung up a vinyl player, and we just put on a small little intergenerational dance with the elders, and a few young people did come through, and it was just beautiful. But that's going to be the beginning of many. Watch this space, because this is something that I've been working on for a while. This is what One Relation represents. We're all about one relation. Each one teach one. We're all connected. We're here with a shared work and responsibility, embracing the principles of Ujima, which means that. So, I just want to give thanks to the elders, the children in my life. And I think I'll put on a song. I'm going to dedicate this one to the elders that I was blessed to spend time with yesterday, and all of the people who came through to celebrate me and celebrate life and celebrate each other at Malcolm X. It was a nice, gentle, casual thing, but it was really powerful. And those few who came through, really big acknowledgements to you. And those who sent me beautiful messages, I felt your spirit. So I'm going to dedicate this one to you. This is called Easier to Love and it's by Sonia Ferguson. Yeah, enjoy.
You know, in this world today, there's so much fussing and fighting, but I feel it would be better if we all made love. Sometimes it seems that way to me. It's easier to love, don't you see? easier to love, don't you see? Won't some.
Hello, welcome back. You're tuned in to Ujima Radio, and I am Rosina, also known as Sister Ina. That was a beautiful song by, what was her name again? By Sonia Ferguson. And that was actually, that tune actually brings me back to yesterday when we had got out the vinyl and we were playing lots of beautiful vintage, just lovely music from all eras, but particularly the eras that the elders that I was blessed to spend time with really, really knew well off by heart. There was a lot of roots, some rock steady, some genres that kind of go between soul, gospel, a little bit of jazz, roots, of course, lovers rock, you know, those type of songs where you can't really define them, but you can kind of equate them to several genres at once. And speaking of which, actually, I don't know if many people knew, but Janet Kay, the queen of lovers rock, she actually came to Bristol for a really intimate show at Lost Horizon about 3 weeks ago. And I just happened to have been looking on Headfirst just to see what was going on, and which I don't usually do. And I saw that. And what a blessing to see, because she was beautiful. I managed to meet her as well. All blessings really to everyone. What else was I going to talk about today? There's a lot I'm trying to make, because there's a lot to squeeze in, but I'm trying to be as efficient as possible so I don't cut myself short. But I've just actually had a conversation with Valentine, and I've been invited back for next week's show, 12 till 2 as well. So yeah, put that in the diary. Thanks, Valentine. Yeah, thanks for the celebration, Valentine. That's Valentine at the controls there. I'd like to play another song because I'm I think it's nice to celebrate, as we're talking about, easier to love, don't you see? It's coming together. We're going through a lot of turbulent times at the moment. It's very serious times, very paradoxical times, where there's a lot in the news nationally, internationally, a lot of quite scary things happening, and upsetting and painful things. There's a lot of fear. But also, I'm observing with that, and you know, it is how life is. It's paradoxical. I'm also observing how there's so much freshness and opportunity and positivity and hope. And as long as you are staying on your path and you're really being honest with yourself and you're doing the healing work and you're recognizing when you can help others, you know, and you're actually acting on that instead of watching people struggle, as long as you are approaching life in a really conscious way, you know, we're held, and we can't control everything, but we can try to work towards a more peaceful existence together. And particularly, it starts from within, it starts from us, it starts from brightening your own corner, your own garden, and going outwards. So with all that, I would like to play for you a track called Umoja. Now, this one in particular, I wanted to select for today because this takes me back to my childhood. So Umoja, it's actually, a lot of people would know that it's one of the principles of Kwanzaa. In Swahili, Umoja means the spirit of togetherness. And Ujima is another principle that's acknowledged in the Kwanzaa celebrations. Ujima means collective work and responsibility. So the two are linked. Umoja, the spirit of togetherness or unity. This takes me back to childhood because, and I think it's quite nice actually, because, you know, since I'm celebrating being born on this earth just yesterday, this really breaks things about childhood. And I went to watch this touring show called Umoja, and it was a whole beautiful extravaganza storytelling about the whole of South Africa, historically and presently, all of the cultures, all of the different cultures, all of the different languages, all of the different dances and the songs, such a variation through the eras. And I remember it so vividly, and I was 9 at the time. Again, if you're just tuning in now, we were talking about the number 9 earlier in the show. 9 is a very special number for me, and so I'm gonna. This is for my inner child, and also just for everyone. So my inner child is gonna be dancing to this as this is playing. Umoja.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Need to know. A man will appear at Bristol Magistrates Court today, charged with the murder of a man in Filton last week. Zach Coughlan, who's 23, was arrested on Sunday and has been charged with the murder of 21-year-old Jamie Collins. Emergency services were called to a garden to the rear of the property where both men lived in a house share in Cleve Road in the early hours of Thursday. Three Palestine Action activists have been found not guilty of violent disorder at a UK site of an Israel-based defence firm. The three continue to face a charge of criminal damage. James Diamond reports.
Charlotte Head, who's 29, Samuel Corner, 23, and 30-year-old Leona Cameo were accused in connection with a break-in at an Elbit Systems site near Bristol. Mr. Corner also faces an additional charge of GBH with intent. A jury's been sworn in for the case, but the prosecution is not expected to open proceedings until tomorrow. The judge, Mr. Justice Johnson, urged them not to get distracted by the legal battle over Palestine Action's ban as a terrorist organisation and to put any views they may have about the Israeli military operations in Gaza to one side.
A Bristol foster carer says she paid £780 to bailiffs for a clean air zone fine because she thought they were going to take her belongings. Catherine Travis says she incurred two £9 CAS charges and forgot about them, although the council usually reimburses her for the journeys.
It's quite a scary, intimidating thing to have somebody show up on your doorstep demanding this money, which was £780 for two £9 outstanding CAS charges. And I did explain that I had emailed the council, I was in the process of appealing, but at this point, he's not interested in this thing. It's either pay up or we will enter your property and seize goods.
Bristol is welcoming in the Bengali New Year today with cultural performances and heritage displays. Mohammed A. Rashid has helped to organise it.
We are having Lord Mayor coming at 4 o'clock and then we'll have a cultural programme. There will be song, dances, recital, a fashion show, things like that. Face painting for the kids. I will be also doing a traditional Bengali folk song, but there will be more singers and dances and performance there. The fashion show will reflect various colours and dresses of different age group within the community.
And that's your BBC News for Bristol.
The BBC News, brought to you by Ujima Radio.
Welcome back. Yeah! Yes, welcome back. We are Ujima. I'm Rosina. I'm sat next to Valentine, kindly working the controls for me. And I just wanted to play this, the beginning of this song a little bit. I wanted to play the beginning of that song again just after the news, because just to remind you of how joyful that song was. That's Umoja, and that was a track, the soundtrack from the original production of Umoja that toured in the 90s and the noughties. I know it definitely toured in the noughties because that's where I went to see it when I was 9. mine. And I just want to give another thanks to my mother, because she worked so hard to make sure I went to that when I was nine. And I went there. I remember going with my brothers, Yassine and Haroon, my older brothers, my guardians. And my little brother was only, like Dylan, he was only one, or yeah, he would have only been one then, not even one, maybe. No, he would have been one. And it's just had a massive impact on me. I think it really ignited something in me, like the memory, maybe the ancestral memory, and just seeing all of these beautiful melanated black women just around on the stage, and black men, but I was more in tune with the women and feeling so inspired. And talking of beautiful black women, I do want to dedicate that song especially to all of you, but especially to all of my friends who are of the South African heritage. And there's one particular one in particular that I'm thinking of is Elsie Harp from Divina Botanica, who's just, yeah, we've gone on some beautiful journeys together, and we're going on a very beautiful stage of our journey where we're living in a way where we're really supporting each other in different ways. And she's gifted me with time with her children. I will dedicate this to the children who are really living in their power and really, really like taking on her legacy in a beautiful way. So she's of Zulu lineage. So yeah, just dedicating Moja to Elsie Harp. And also my brothers who were there when we went to watch it, and especially my mom. And again, I just want to say happy giving birthday to my mom for yesterday, because often you celebrate yourself when it's traditional, at least in modern times, to celebrate yourself when it's your birthday. But in so many other cultures, when it's your birthday, you give offerings to other people and you acknowledge the people who have been in your life. And that's exactly what I want to do today for my mom. And also it was beautiful to spend time with the elders at Malcolm X yesterday, bringing out the vinyl. Give thanks to my partner, Wilfie Rutical, for all the efforts he made to bring all the speakers. And we even forgot the vinyl, we even forgot the record player when we arrived. So he jumped back into the car and went straight back home to bring it back just for me and for the elders. And it was, we had cake together, ginger, cinnamon and banana cake that I made especially. We ate melon together. A couple of children came through as well. So it was a beautiful intergenerational experience, exactly how I'd wanted it to be. And there'll be more to come. We're planning to collaboratively host some beautiful fundraisers with the elders and with One Relation Sound System and with other creatives in Bristol. So watch this space. There'll be some beautiful like daytime gentle promotions, gentle sound system celebrations where we exchange, skills, stories, and celebrate and dance and enjoy music together. So do tune in. And if you want to find out about these things, I suggest that you follow us on Instagram. We're One Relation Sound System. That's spelt with a number one, OneRelation_Sound_System. And we actually have an event happening this Friday at the Greenworks in Brislington. Everybody thinks that's far, but if you live in London, you have to take sometimes you take an hour's train just to go out. It's not that far, really. So Greenworks this Friday, the 17th, we're going to have Bristol Dub Club, and we've been invited as One Relation Sound System to do a sound meeting with Basai or Sebastian. And that's the oldest standing sound system in Bristol. Truly iconic, truly veterans, legends. So it's a privilege to be able to string up the sound alongside them for the first time. I'll be on the mic, Sister Ina on the mic, Wilfie Rutical on at the controls, and Johnny Fisher, or known as King Fisher. So that's this Friday, the 17th, 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. You can get your tickets on Head First Bristol, £5, £7, £10. Yeah, I hope to see some of you come through. So find us on Instagram or Facebook. And yeah, now moving on, I think it might be time for a tune. I'm thinking what I'm. I've got a lot of good tunes to share with you, and I want to think what I don't. What I'm happy to potentially not have time to play, and what I simply must play. I'm gonna play. Now I'm gonna dedicate this one to So Joyce has taught me a new term, and I'm going to use it. Joyce at Malcolm X, she said that she likes to use the term people who are advancing in age. So I'm going to dedicate this to the people who are advancing in age, the elders, the pioneers, especially those of the so-called Windrush generation, those who came from the Caribbean and really made Bristol what it is today. So this is called Dreamland, and it's by Marcia Griffiths. Really one of my favorites. I'm probably gonna sing on the B-side of this one day live at an event. I love it so much.
Out every Tuesday night from 8 till 10 on Ujima Radio, the Word Life Show, hosted by the one and only Crazy, bringing you the latest and freshest sounds of the Bristol underground. So if you want to jam with some of the hottest UK hip-hop, grime, garage and R&B, then join us for the Word Life Show every Tuesday 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
The grey days been getting you down? Worry not! We're bringing some colour to the streets of Bristol with our new Ashanti Empress collection. We've got dungarees, festival tracksuits, colourful cords and more in big, bold African print that will bring some sunshine to your days. All our clothing is ethically created in Ghana. Find out more and shop the new collection at ashantiempress.com.
Yo, me general, you ever get your prostate check? Nah, sir. Me not think me reach that the stage yet. Bowl on the party. You know, pass 40. You know, say you're bright. You know what that you ask me. Yeah, me know. Me did just feel like a time now. Plus, say he's a black man. I better you go find out. Youth man, me not too trust that they want. Plus, me not take no feel up from no man. Me would have rather Susie Pallet or Anne. But me not take no one to tram no run. Bowl on the boss. You know, sound serious. You a big man and you a tabo feeling. Of course, all of my I go do a one PSA blood test and then them do the DRE. Nobody object. A bag of man a dead cause a prostate cancer. So this bag a feel up talking all the answer. Right. Plus you can always bring your wife when you're Sandra. And if you need a help out, me we be a sponsor. So what you want to do? Me I get me prostate check. What you want to do? Me I be get me prostate check. Tell me what you want to do. Me want to get me prostate check. All right, you ready? Yeah, man, me ready.
All right. Hi, this is Desmond Brown, and anytime I'm in Bristol, I listen to the baddest radio station around, Ujima Radio.
Galleries in Bristol. What a lovely environment to be in, actually. It's really bright, really nice and neat to set up. So I'm dedicating this song, the song that I just played, the chant, more like, it's the Rastaman chant. And this one, this version's by Bob Marley, so you'll find a lot of versions out there. This one's particularly for those who have joined the realm of the ancestors. Recently, and also just you know, throughout our existence, you know, I really feel the support of my spirit guides and my ancestors around me right now, more than ever. And I know it's going to continue to feel stronger and stronger, giving thanks to that. And particularly Ras Judah, who recently joined the realm of the ancestors, I believe in February. We celebrated his life in March. One thing that I found was interesting, actually, talking about alignments, and I'm going to be back next week, and I'm going to talk more about this season and all these alignments of festivals. And when I say festivals, I mean traditional practices and you know, holidays, celebrations, as well as what's actually aligning with the planets and what's aligning with nature. I'm going to go deeper into that because there's so much I want to say next week, 12 till 2. But one thing I will say is that what was really interesting, and I'm not even surprised because Judah is a very powerful, magical man, a very mystical man. His nine night aligned with the equinox, the spring equinox, which I thought was quite a beautiful alignment. And then his memorial service aligned with, which was exactly the Friday afterwards, that aligned with, something else. It was, I can't remember what it was. It was another special, I can't believe it's gone from the top of my head. I'm gonna have to take a bit of time to process that. There was something else that was to do with the seasons that it aligned with. But one thing I want to, more importantly, I just want to celebrate his, the life that he's led on Earth. Been taking a lot of time to reflect and connect with and have gratitude and reverence for ancestors, particularly Ras Judah, in recent weeks. And you know, if you knew him or know of him, you will understand how much of a pillar of Bristol he was and still is. He's a Rastafarian elder, community mentor, prominent race relations campaigner in Bristol, just giving thanks and praises to his spirit and his contributions on this earth as he continues his journey beyond. So rest in peace, power and paradise, uncle. Fly away home. Yeah, and he did take me under his wing as one of the many young people privileged to call him a mentor. He's been one of the most impactful people for me that I've crossed paths with, at least in this life so far. He instinctively approached me at a time when it was very challenging. I was in a very vulnerable and challenging stage of my life, spiritually and creatively. And it was, you know, he saw and he valued and he nurtured the light that was in me. And I know that he does that for so many people. He was one person who really stayed true to its principles and just wanted to see people rise in their power and steady themselves on the right path without expecting anything else in return, just to see you rise. That's all he wanted to see, because he overstood and innerstood his role on this earth and what he was here to do. And how we're here to try and help each other feel and see the light of Jah inside all of us and around all of us and in between all of us, and just cut out the noise. Anything, any negativity that anybody wants to project onto you, it's none of your business. If they want to spend time distracting themselves by fixating on you, then that's their business. That's part of their journey. Clearly they need to do some healing and learn, but it's nothing to do with you. You need to just focus on what you know you need to work on and what you need to, you know, just, you know, channel and focus on. And, you know, feedback from each other, you know, if someone's negative to you, maybe there's something to learn from that, but don't ever dampen your flame. Just, you know, shine bright. So yeah, just really reverence and gratitude to you, Ras Judah, for helping me be my own version of someone who speaks their mind. And because, yeah, I say her because I say they, because I'm talking about Judah and me speaking our own mind. And he really did help me understand that my voice is a spiritual medicine and a weapon, and it's my duty to use it. I am a witness, a messenger, and you know, I'm of Jah, basically. That's what I am. And Again, giving some thanks to Tasha Makeda because she really helped me on my vocal journey. She's a vocal activation coach. That's another thing. Go follow Tasha Makeda, TESHAYMAKEDA, Tasha Makeda. So I want to dedicate this next song, again, to Judah. It's about a lioness from the tribe of Judah, one of the 145,000. So this one is produced and mixed, I believe, by Kai Dub. Big up to you, Jamal. And let's give it a whirl.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give I a victory.
Dedicated to you, Ras Judah, Lion from the tribe of Judah. So I think I said one of 145,000. I meant 44,000. That's what radio does to you. Sometimes you just, things slip out. And I also said that his, so Ras Judah's memorial service corresponded with a very special day, and I've just remembered what it was. So it's called, a lot of people call it Zero Day. Well, if you're tapped into astrology and you follow what the planets are doing, you'll know. So there's been a really, really poignant alignment with the planets that will never be seen again, and it represents rebirth and revival. Often you'll hear people say, oh yeah, this is all about rebirth and revival, but this really is, and I am feeling it. I'm feeling it in so many ways, and I'm going to talk about that next week, all of the alignments that sort of point towards this ending of a cycle and a restarting of a new one collectively and individually. But they call it Zero Day because, now I've not got time to explain this visually, but Neptune and Saturn, so Neptune is associated with dreams, delusion, in a positive way, not always negative, dreams, spiritual connection, really being with the spirits. And Saturn is associated with being rooted and on this earth and really structured and planning things and being really just rooted in your body. And the two are kind of, you need two, really. You need the two. You need to be with the spirits, but you also need to be rooted in this earth to understand, overstand, innerstand, and channel what you're here to do and stay focused. So what was interesting about this is that they were at a conjunction, meaning that there was a particular alignment with them, positioning at a 0-degree angle, they say, in Aries. And in this season in Aries. And Aries is actually considered to be the first, well, definitely in the zodiac calendar, it's the first month of the year, and that's acknowledged in so many other cultures. And so that's considered to be like birth and the beginning of life. And zero is like when there's like nothingness but everything as well. So there was a particular alignment on Friday, the Friday of Rest Judah's memorial, where it was the 0 degree, and then it became 5 degree, and 5 degree was a special door opening moment apparently, but I'll talk about that next week if you're interested. But I just found it was really powerful when you see things like that aligning, and it's just affirmation that was a really special person. And when Judah's going on to his ascension and transitioning to his next life, it's just nice to see all these different positive things that are also aligning with that, and just affirming that he's going towards the right place, the better place. Now, I just want to dedicate this next track to my dad, actually. This is his band. He's a drummer known as Delroy Sticksman Walker in Manchester. And that's where I get a lot of my musical talent from, I'd say. Just as a reminder, we've got an event this Friday at Greenworks. One Relation Sound System. You can look it up on Head First Bristol. But let's put this tune on. It's called Revelation Time. And these are times of revelation for sure. Big up Delroy Sticksman Walker, my dad.
Light shining in the dark. We rise up from the ashes.
Okay, that is not the right one. So maybe we'll skip that one and play one next week, because that was not the one that we wanted. I'm going to move on swiftly to Nia Songbird with Warriors. And so again, this is about We Are Warriors. Did we have it here? Did we download that one? There we are. Here it is. There we go. Now listen to the lyrics and see how you resonate with this. Because I certainly do. And this is the sort of music you're going to be hearing this Friday, actually. So, yeah, Greenworks. One Relation Sound System meets Basai, also known as Sebastian. Nia Sonberg, big ups to you, sister. You're an inspiration. Time flies when you're having fun. So I've been Rosina. Well, I am Rosina, Sister Ina. Enjoy this song. And don't forget, this Friday the 17th, I'll be singing live with One Relation Sound System, full crew, meeting Basai Warrior, Greenworks, 17th, 10 p.m. till 4 a.m. You can get tickets on Head First Bristol. Also, you can find us on Instagram, One Relation Sound System. Not spot the number one, or follow Bristol Dub Club, or both. Follow both, you know. Right, blessings. Have a blessed week and see you next week. I'll be back on Tuesday, 12 till 2.